Commentator Kevin Phillips says, good or bad, the stock market is an important factor in politics.
In a boom and bubble period like the 1920s and then the last two decades, presidents take credit for the stock market surge and for its seeming affirmation of American prosperity. Calvin Coolidge did during the 1920s and Bill Clinton did during the late 1990s. The other side of the coin, of course, is that a major stock market crash and its economic fallout can be brutal for a party holding the White House, most vividly after the crashes of 1893 and 1929. But the politics of the recent stock market downturn may be different, more complicated, and more insidious. At the moment, the voters don't single out either party, the Democrats or the Republicans. The tech bubble grew and popped under Bill Clinton, but the largest part of the market decline, that of the last year and a half, has come under the GOP. At first blush, Enron, Tyco, Arthur Andersen, and all the rest of the corporate and financial scandals don't have a lopsided party effect either. There's been no major public finger-pointing for the market crash, so there's been no major blame focused for the financial and corporate scandals. But that could change over the next few years. If scandals continue to turn up boom-era dirty laundry that cast doubt on the integrity of corporations, Wall Street, government regulators, and the major accounting firms, that'll all undercut the integrity of corporate earnings and stock market values. It's usual for this sort of dishonesty and trickery to come to light after a major boom turns into a major bust, and this bear market has been a major bust. The NASDAQ decline over the last 2 years has been nearly 75%, only a little less than the Dow Jones lost in the years between 1929 and 1932. But until this spring, the public showed relatively little disenchantment with stocks in general, and stock prices have remained historically high. The so-called price-earnings ratio, which represents the ratio between a stock's price and the company's earnings, is down, but not nearly as much as usually follows a crash. If public skepticism of corporate and financial untrustworthiness continues to mount and Congress refuses to make reforms, we shouldn't be surprised if investor distrust pushes stock prices down to lower levels. And if that happens, the stock market and what went wrong could become the same sort of hot issue that it became in the late 19th century Gilded Age and in the 1930s when it mobilized public opinion.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.